Hello, everybody. My name is Theory. I am your host this evening on the Infinite Era show segment, All About Theory. Today, we will be finding out who the grand prize winner is for my Smash the Beat Who's Next contest. All right, so I'll tell you a little bit about myself real quick. Obviously, my name is Theory, as I said before. I'm a producer, songwriter based out of Sacramento, California. I like to think of myself as an all-around creative, since I am also a freelance artist. We're going to get right into it. I want to introduce you to our contestants. And before I do that, we had four contestants, but one had to drop out because of unforeseen circumstances. So now we have three, but he is still joining us as a guest. His name is JR. He was a part of the original crew, but now our three ladies that are left right now. We have three ladies left in the competition, and that's Reciprocity 6, Mackenzie Mazin, and Renee DeMuse. That being said, I guess we'll go ahead and jump right into this. In no random order, I'm just going to just call out your name, and then you can just tell me a little bit about yourself. All right? I'm going to start with Reciprocity 6.
Hello. My name is Reciprocity 6. I am based from down south Louisiana, but I reside in the Maryland area trying to, explore and just do what I do, making music as my passion, just doing what I love, and always trying to be a person and an artist as I write to give somebody a good vibe and give them a reason to catch a good vibe. So if you join me and follow me on my socials and keep up with the rest of my music, you'll always catch a vibe when you hear Reciprocity 6. So that's me. Nice to meet you all.
Okay, nice to meet you too. All right, and then Mackenzie Mazin, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Mackenzie Mazin. I'm based in Arizona. Focus a lot on songwriting, writing melodies, and pretty much any other creative thing there is I'd like to try, because I want to bring creativity into everything I do, because otherwise, what's the fun in life?
Yeah, I agree with that 100%, actually. So we'll get to you next. Renee DeMuse. Is Renee DeMuse there? Okay, well, unfortunately, I guess we don't have her on the show right now. I don't know if she's going to tune in a little bit later. So for right now, we'll just proceed as we go forward. So JR, this is our other contestant who is part of the group, but he was, wasn't able to complete everything because of unforeseen circumstances. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a bit about yourself.
All right. What's up, everybody? This is your boy, JR. I'm out of Charlotte, North Carolina. A little bit about me. I am an award-winning singer and songwriter, genres of pop and R&B. I've been in the music industry now going on 10 years. Actually working on a new album and everything, hopefully to be out in 2022. Yes, I was supposed to be a part of this contest, but unfortunately, I ended up getting COVID and ended up getting sick and lost my voice and everything. But I'm, now back to where I can actually sing again. So, unfortunately, I wasn't able to get everything in time for the contest itself. But, hopefully I'll be able to enter into some contest, hopefully going forward with Theory and Smash the Beat, because I was definitely looking forward to doing so. But other than, what I do with my music, I also am a radio show host as well, right here on blogtalkradio.com with my own radio show, Underground Sounds. So I'm just glad to be here and glad to be a part of this competition. Well, was a part of this competition, and I can't wait to find out who the winner is.
All right, that's great, man. And I'm glad to hear about your album, man. Can't wait to listen to it. So we did still have your beat here. So we decided to go ahead and play the beat that you would have, made a song to, just so people can get a feel of, what direction you would go in if you actually picked the beat. So here is On and On and On. beats. The Smash the Beat contest is always going to have my beats until we eventually get other people in who actually want to participate and collab. But that was the beat that JR would have chose. I have no doubt it would have been a great song.
Yeah, and it's so funny that you mentioned that, because I actually, as you were playing it, literally was sitting here reading over the lyrics that I was writing for this song, for that track. So I definitely, I wish I could have, gotten into the studio to actually record it and have it in the contest, because, like, when I heard that track, I knew this is the one. Out of all the ones that you had, when I heard that one, I was like, that's it. That's the one right there.
I remember you saying that too, yeah. Yeah, it was really unfortunate, man. So, but we still wanted to, give you some time, you know what I'm saying? Because, unfortunately, this is a contest, and I'm glad that you understand that. And so we really, really appreciate the vibes that you still brought. So thank you for that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So we have three other beats to go through. Other songs. And, I'd like to take some time to talk about those beats just briefly. I really thought that each one of them was going to pick a different beat, but they ended up picking a different beat than what I thought they were going to pick, and I didn't really know how it was going to come out. But if I'm being honest, I really actually enjoyed a lot of different portions of what they did with these songs, and I actually was very impressed. So honestly, I can't wait for you guys to hear them. I'm going to start with Mackenzie. I just want to know, what did you think about the beat, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't know how to put it in words so much. It just felt like there was a lot that could be done with it. And I think I already told you, it was like sort of hypnotizing with its energy. And I'm like, yes, that's drawing me in. I have so many ideas.
All right. That's good to hear. Reciprocity 6, what about you?
When I heard our beat options when we were going through the list as we received the beats to choose from, my finalized beat was not the one that I first chose. The first beat I chose, it was definitely like much more groovy and upbeat. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, I can catch a vibe to this. But then it's just the second beat that I heard, that was a vibe as well, but it definitely made me tap into, like, I was in my bag. It made me tap into that bag, like, deep in the back. Like, you going, like, you're about to go in on a specific part when you're explaining something. So I was like, okay, so yeah, with the beat, I like how it sounds, so I'm going to write this lyric here, and I'm going to make magic. And that's just how I created my song, based off of my creativity with that one little thing. But I am definitely glad that I chose to change my beats, because I love the song that I chose to make. So definitely I would say, with that being said, even last minute changes can make a small difference as well. So don't doubt the last minute change if you trust yourself with the instinct behind it. And that's what I chose to do, and I still stand confident on my decision. So that's what it is for me.
All right. There's nothing wrong with being confident at any given point in time. And actually, I think it is a very big important part of being in the entertainment industry. So I'm glad that you touched base on that. Yeah. I mean, it's really important. All right. I'm going to take the time to talk about the judges that helped me judge the contestants. They are really a talented group. One of them is my manager, Infinite L, MNT, and the other is Terrius, and he has a show called Rhythm and Views. He also is the owner of Ram Visions, which is a video production company. So does anybody want to say anything?
Just that I'm so glad I got to meet everybody involved. Everyone's really awesome.
Yeah, I have to agree. It was a very awesome experience getting to meet everyone and to see the work that went into this contest. And, it's we had a really good chance to bond and to, connect on an artist level and to actually, put our music out there and experience each other's talent. So I think that was a really good thing coming into this contest. And I definitely look forward to working with all of you guys in the future.
That is great. What about you, Reciprocity 6?
This competition has definitely been a big learning experience and a journey. I've learned so much thus far as an individual, but I've also learned so much thus far as an artist. It's really, even though Smash the Beat is something, you know, something that's coming from underground, something that you, well, something that you, Theory, as, you know, an individual, want to expand, but even just by having this small group with this far in the competition and the ideas that we've given, I definitely would love to continue to help Smash the Beat grow into something bigger that can become worldwide and anything else that we could provide along the way. And even as you mentioned, for anybody that wants to join the team in helping you produce music, we have the artists to do it, so why not? You know, let's all continue to be a team, work together. I mean, yes, everybody is, you know, everybody has their own goals and where they want to go and what they want to do and where they would want to be. But still in all, us coming together, how we did with this small group, if we can make that worldwide, that would be so amazing, because it gets a lot of us noticed, but it's about the work ethic, especially dealing with the music industry and how the game goes now. Definitely not everyone does, you know about teamwork or still tries to do teamwork, so I definitely have been very appreciative of that part to keep that front and center. And I'm glad that I've got to work with you guys. This group was amazing, and I'm excited for the results, just like you guys are.
Yeah, that's great. Honestly, the one thing that I really appreciated was the whole family vibe. Everybody seems to click and bond together. Seems like you guys will be like ride or die for each other, trying to help each other make it. And that is a really good feeling to have, especially when you're collabing or when you don't have another friend in the world who's willing to help you, you know. As many people that you collab with, I feel like you guys are probably going to be in each other's life for a minute, you know, working with each other. So that's nice. And I really appreciate the fact that you all feel the same exact way. That's crazy. You don't always get that. I want to take some time to talk about the prizes. I'm going to start with the third place winner and work my way up. So the third place winner is going to receive a Smash the Beat t-shirt, marketing of the winning song and artist on, you know, the Infinite L social platforms, winning of the song or their song, I should say, and marketing the monthly news letter for every month that it's on until the end of the contest and after. And I believe that's it for the third place winner. The second place winner gets one leased beat, marketing of the winning song and artist on the Theory and Infinite L social platforms, the artist featured and music played on the Infinite L radio show, In the Know with Ohinwa show segment, marketing in the monthly newsletter the month following the end of the contest, and after. And the grand prize winner get one exclusive beat specifically by me. We're going to be working back and forth, you know, until the beat is done. So it's pretty much an exclusive beat. You get the marketing of the winning song, same thing as everybody else, but the difference is this person is also going to get their winning song played on Terrius' show, Rhythm and Views, and the co-host with the L and on the Infinite L Radio Music Showcase. What else do they get? They also get to pick some merchandise from my actual clothing site, which I hadn't had a chance to go over with you guys, but, you know, I figured it's better. You know, we said it the last minute anyway, so it's good. And you also get a Smash the Beat t-shirt. Everybody gets a Smash the Beat t-shirt, by the way. And those are the prizes. Just curious, what do y'all think about that?
This sounds really cool and awesome.
Well, hopefully when you guys receive it, the artwork, all the stuff on it that you like, hopefully you guys like it. And whoever the grand prize winner is, just want to let you know off the back. Yeah, I will do, you can make whatever you want, however you want. And yeah, it's really going to be a nice collab. I can't wait. So I guess we can move forward. I had a chance to touch base on everything that I wanted to talk about. Well, I'm going to go ahead and announce the third place winner. Somebody give me a drum roll. And our third place winner is Reciprocity 6.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah. Woo!
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You actually... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Did you want to say something real quick?
Mm-mm, I was waiting on you. Go ahead.
So I want to say, before I get into it, because I'm going to touch more on how the judging went down and why. First and foremost, let me let you know, I heard your Instagram, and I know you can sing. And I heard your Instagram, and I know you can rap. And I just want to say that first and foremost, this is what me and my manager were blown away by when we first heard the Instagram. And I want you to know you are very talented. First, so do not move in for one. And I'm not just telling you that. You know how people tell you that and they only tell you that because they don't want to hurt your feelings? No, you're talented. And you're going to understand what happened with the judging and when I talk to you about it at the end of the show. So then we'll go ahead and play Reciprocity 6. And it's, her song is called Forever Loyal.
Yay!
wasn't saying holding us. How we still in this position, man, they trolling us. Like how we still ain't getting riches while we still on us.
Okay, that was Renee the Muse, Times Away.
Wow, you ladies are talented. Oh my God, that is that right there. I'm just gonna be honest as a man who loves harmony. That right there, like her harmonies on those vocals were amazing. It gives such a great neo soul, Erykah Badu, Jill Scott vibe. I really like that. You guys did. She did an awesome job on that. You guys are doing amazing. I am so mad at myself that I got sick and I couldn't participate, but it's okay.
Honestly, I wish you was here to talk about it because I actually was curious about that too. What made her decide to take that approach on the beat? Because I thought it was really, I didn't expect it to come out like that. So it really came out really, really nice. And it's the same thing like Reciprocity 6, her creativity and how she took a chance for something like we're doing, kind of a poem type thing, and then like rapping and then singing. It actually still came together pretty nice, and I really enjoyed it. Does anybody else have anything else to say?
I was blown away. It was just like so smooth and wonderful, and it just felt really good to listen to.
Yeah, it had a real good feel good vibe. That was the thing I loved. That as I was sitting here and I was listening, I was just like, okay. I was like, me myself. That's something I could honestly see myself just putting on my Apple playlist, and I'm driving on a beautiful Saturday, just you know, taking some time away, just clearing my head. That song puts you in a really good space. I like it. She did a really good job.
Okay. Well, since we only had two left, like I said, I'm going to go ahead and play two back-to-back, and then we're going to announce the grand prize winner and who the runner-up was. So we're going to go ahead and play Mackenzie Maven's Same Old Shit.
What can I say? It was a day, and now I'm wondering just why I feel this way. It all goes slow, before you know, motivation slips away and nothing can be done. If you wanted to know me better, stick around and you'll believe that a brain can be a funhouse mirror. Stop and take a laugh at the good times fast. As it crawls up my spine on the merry-go-round, hold tight to the mane, here we go, go again. Same old shit, brain is split. Same old shit, can't say that you feel it, it's just saying it, don't you say it, we don't have the same brain. So natural, and like you, I just can't jump off of the attraction. It could be this, it could be that. I'm just thinking about the possible reaction. I pretend I can fly as if there Ferris wheel rolls, hoping that's enough to forget, forget it's rough. Same old shit, rain is split. Same old shit, can't say that you feel it, it just ain't it. Don't you say it, we don't have the same brain, not on the but it's an inconvenience. Even though it's so loud, they can't hear me anyway. I need to get out. I think I'm getting seasick if I could lay down, but there's no ground. Same old shit, brain is split. Same old shit,
someone who says that they do not have a whole lot of experience, baby girl, you have a, let me tell you something. I'm one that I love music and I love it like the blood, it flows through me like blood. You have, if this song were ever to be released, I promise you it would be a number one. That's a hit right there. Like, I felt every bit of that song, every bit of it. In my head, I can see a video for this song. Like, you did your thing with this one. Oh, wow. Like, you blown my mind, Mackenzie. You did an awesome job.
Thank you.
Yes. I actually, first and foremost, yeah, I really like the commentary, and I really appreciate it, actually. Something about energy that draws me to let certain, you know, like people speak is like when you're speaking from your heart or when you're speaking from, you know, your diaphragm. You can tell people feel it. Just like you said, you can feel what she is doing on that track. I hear you when you talk. It's the same, like just like with Reciprocity 6. When she talks and when she talks about family and everything that she says, you can feel it. And that's what I love. So, Mackenzie, can you tell us a little bit more about how your inspiration for this track and how did you come about making it?
Well, it didn't start out like this. I was going to more do sort of like a Greek mythology reference about the sirens and everything, because I felt like it was such like a track that like pulled you down. But then I halfway through, I was like, I was just gonna edit the vocals and I'm like, wait, no. And I started again. I think mostly, I guess the inspiration was I had a bad couple weeks and that was just pulling from that.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, just like I was saying about everybody else's vocals, your creativity on that track was great. Every single person brought creativity and everybody did something different, which is what I enjoyed most of all. Second, with delivery and with, you know, your vocals in general and what you were writing about. Like, the song actually had just like, actually, you know what? I think everybody's song, when I was listening to the lyrics, like I said, it was actually really good writing. And I have to admit, like, I haven't heard really good writing in a while. So I really enjoyed everybody's song as far as the writing goes, for sure.
You guys
all did a really good job for that. Yeah, because I kept thinking to myself when I was listening to them before, when we were judging, I had to go back and keep listening because I really enjoyed what they were saying. So thank you for that.
Mackenzie's song, actually, I wish this song was out now so I could actually go add that to my playlist, like, just so I can sit down and just listen to it over and over again. Oh, like, I'm literally sitting here just like blown away at that song, because I kid you not, it's like as I was listening to the lyrics, each of the ladies, your songs told a story. They did. And I love, and that's the one thing I love about being a songwriter and being an artist, is that I love taking my listeners on a journey. You guys did that. You guys took my ears on a journey. Like, you really, really did. And now that I'm on this musical roller coaster and I really don't want to get off of it, you guys are amazing. Where have you guys been hiding? That's what I want to know.
It could be the most experienced or the most inexperienced, or it could be someone who doesn't know. It could be anybody, because you could just be having a moment and boom, you just make a really great song. That's just how life works. And it depends on where your head is at in that moment too. So maybe you were just all the way there. But
yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, ladies. I love all of you. I love all of your songs. But yeah, Mackenzie, you got me on that one. I'm not even gonna lie. You got me on that one.
Well, without further ado, each of these ladies bring something special to the artist world. Like I told you, when I first started listening to you guys and you first submitted your phase one vocals, I really enjoyed them. Like I said, I always listened to the music first, what you were saying, because I try to take myself out of listening to like the singing part and like the rap and all that, because I want to hear your words. Then I go into that because I want to see how they complement each other, and I really enjoyed it. So it is now time to announce the grand prize winner of the 2022 Smash to Beat Who's Next competition. I want to take a moment again to mention the grand prize, which includes an exclusive beat, marketing of the winning song on the Infinite L radio show, and as well as you're going to get marketing on Terrius' show, which is Rhythm and Views, one the other judge that was on with us, and everything else that all the other artists. So, with that being said, can I get that last drum low, man? The grand prize winner for the 2022 Smash the Beat Who's Next contest is Mackenzie Mazin. Thank you, Renee DeMuse, for a very close battle to the number one.
Congratulations.
Spot. You are the second prize winner. And we're going to take a short break and we're going to play an infomercial snippet. So we'll be back in a minute.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L radio show, you may do so by emailing us at ile.music@infinitelent.com. Again, that email address is ile.music@infinitelent.com.
Actually, it looks like we actually have a caller on the line. It looks like it's Infinite L. You there?
Yes, I'm here. I just want to congratulate all the winners. And I've been listening in, so I know everything that's going on. And I'm just sorry that Renee couldn't be on tonight because she is our second prize winner. And for you, Reciprocity Six, you were great, too. All you guys were great. The thing is, this one was the hardest thing for us to judge. So I'm just going to go into that. It was really hard for us to decide who the winner was going to be, because you guys bring so much to the table. But we did have our list, and what happened was the three judges came together. I was very protective of those songs, too, because I didn't let anybody, including myself, hear them until the day that the judges got together to do the judging. So we all heard the songs at the same time. So I want you to know that first and foremost. The next thing is that we had a criteria that we went by in judging, so we didn't just say, oh, no, I like that song. We didn't know. That's not how it was. What we did is that it was a point system. So what happened was that we based it on, there was different parts. So we had a part one, which was based on originality, vocal delivery, creativity, catchy hook, and lyrical style. So each one of the judges had their sheets, and we gave points from a certain amount to a certain amount. So in this case, I think it was from the highest you could get was, I believe it was 10 points for each of those topics. So we all put it in. So at the end, everything was added together. And then whoever had the most points, of course, was the grand prize winner. But we had a part three, part two as well. And then the main thing was that when you handed in that song, we wanted it to be commercial ready. So we based on that. You got points for that. That was like a bonus point if the song was actually commercial ready. That means we could take that song and just go with it. So in the case of Mackenzie's, hers was the one. We could just go with it. We also said that Renee's too, because of the fact that the only thing is, the reason why it would have been a tight race between Renee and Mackenzie, but the thing is that with Renee's song, the judges felt, I didn't have a problem because I actually tuned out the music and just listened to her vocals, but they felt that they had a problem with trying to hear her actual voice. So in our case, Theory and I have actually worked with her. We knew what she sounded like. We heard her other music. Whereas the other judge, he was saying that he had a hard time being able to hear her voice over the music. So it was hard for him to judge the way he wanted to. So see, in that case, so the song wasn't commercial ready in that case. It was, but it wasn't. Yeah. And it was just a slight thing. It was just that the music was too loud. It was louder than her vocals. So that's what brought her down. And as far as reciprocity, and you're probably going to be mad at yourself when you find out why you didn't score as high as the other two, it's because that your song and the other judge, like I said, that was in, we all agreed on this, including the other judge, Terrius, that your song was great. If it had been a rap contest, because what it was more like your song was a rap song with a singing hook. But what you needed to do was reverse that. You should have more singing. It needed to be a singing song with a rap hook. I don't know if you understand. Do you understand what I'm saying? Still there? I know she did, but I don't know if she can't hear us.
Yes.
Or what's going on? Is that you, Chrissy?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, that's what it was. So your song was great, but the thing is, it was mostly all rap. So it sounded to the other judge, especially that third judge. That's why it was crucial to have that third judge, someone that didn't know who you guys were, so didn't know what you guys could do. So when he heard it and he made that statement, and we all thought the same thing, but he actually said, and then we all agreed, that it was more like a rap song with a singing hook, and it should have been a singing song with a rap hook.
Yeah.
And so like it didn't make it fair to the other two contestants because it wasn't a singing song. You know what I'm saying? It was a singing competition. You understand? Is she still there? I keep losing
her. Yes, I understand.
Okay, so that's all it was. Okay. That's it. And so Mackenzie, her originality, it was just a different song. It was a different mode. It was a different tune. And as soon as I heard it, too, I had the same reaction as JR. I'm just going to be honest with you. Now, the funny thing about it, when I was listening to JR, I'm like, wow. And JR didn't even have... This is the first time JR heard the song was tonight, the very first time. So that's the same impact that we all had with that song. It's different. It has a catchy hook. The vocal deliveries was on point. The originality was great. The lyrical content, all you guys' lyrical content was good, so that was hands down. The creativity for all you guys was great, too. Hers was, like I said, different. So the originality part is where hers played a big factor, too. Because it's a different song, but it's like there's a whole new genre there. We didn't even know what genre to put it in. It's very unique. So that's what we went with. So that's why we went with her song. Yeah, I was amazed with that song as well. It was different. I wasn't expecting it either. And then based on, like, we know Mackenzie, we know how she's fine and everything, so I wasn't expecting that. I really wasn't, so it caught me off guard. Like I said, because I was very protective of the song. Nobody listened to them until that day that we all got together, and then we played them. So we were all surprised about it all at the same time. And before I'm going to turn it back over to Theory, Reciprocity 6, now that everything's over, and I was hoping that Renee would be here too, but she's not here, I'm definitely going to get with you because I've already decided that if you still want to, are you still interested in being a host?
Most definitely.
Still there? Thank you. So you got it. It's yours. So we're going to get together. We're going to talk. So that was always good because I had heard your other stuff, so I already knew what I wanted. This has to do with the Infinite L show, but we're all tying in together here. Like you said, we all became one family. And then Renee, I have something else that I want, a project I want to work on with her, but she's not here. And I'm not going to even bring that up because I've never talked about it before, but I will bring it up to her. And I'm sure she'll let you guys know in that group chat thing so you'll know when she tells you. And you, Mackenzie, you're going to be busy because, you know, you're the grand prize winner, so we know what you're going to do. And Infinite L is also going to have an EP that comes out. All of you guys' songs will be on there, plus some of my other artists that have actually had songs, beats that were done, that written songs to Theory's beats. So I'm going to have my own, and they have been on the show, or they're going to be on the show. So it'll be ones that are from the show. JR, are you planning on finishing your song?
Yes, ma'am. I actually am. It's funny enough because I've actually been, like, as soon as I heard the track for On and On and On, like, I honestly saw a video in my head. So what I was thinking about doing as well is I wanted to record the song, and then I also wanted to put a visual behind it.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so you're going to get visual with it. Okay, so
yeah.
Again, congratulations to all of you. There actually was no losers. All you guys won. Because we're all going to still work together, and we got big things planned. And all you guys fit right into it because we became family. And I hated judging. I'm not judging no more, I don't think. Oh, goodness. I really don't. Yeah, well, I'm going to be a judge, but I really don't. Yeah. But, you know, because this is the bad part about it, when you have to actually say what's going on. So, but like I said, all you guys did an amazing job. I love working with each and every one of you. All you guys brought something different to the plate. There was a lot of ideas that were brought when we used to have our group meetings. And believe it or not, we're going to be implementing some of that stuff that you guys brought in. So you guys brought a lot to the table, not only in your artistry, but as far as your communications with us and what you thought could be better, you know, or other things that you just thought that we could do. So thank you for that, too. We have, because you guys have actually, it's going to make this a better, going to make Smash TV better than what it was, than what it is. It's going to get great. It's going to be even better the next time that we do it. So with that being said, I'm going to back off now, and I'm going to give it back over to Bill.
Thank you for that, Infinite Al.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually want to touch more based on what you just said about how they brought a lot to the table. I mentioned that a couple of times throughout here because I felt like it was important that they know that they actually really did. Like we were talking about being a family and then how they actually kept being innovative. And every time we asked them, hey, what do you think about this? You know, they were more than willing to help. That is how you grow something. And it doesn't matter what you're doing. Just like growing your own talent. You put time in and it grows. So it is much appreciated. And you guys are going to see how much we appreciate it. And Reciprocity
okay.
6, remember you came to me and you were talking to me about whether or not you could do the poem. And then the rap, and then, or you said it was a poem, and then slash singing.
Mm-hmm.
So what I thought was going to happen was that it was going to be a recited poem while singing, and you were going to be mostly singing. So when I told you that, that's what I was thinking. I don't mind that there was, like, rapping in there at all, because first and foremost, I'd like to let you know, your rapping, you putting that in there did not take away from the song at all. So
you can rap, girl. You know you got that down to a science. No, yeah, uh-uh.
Yeah,
no, no.
I'm listening to these tracks from my phone, and it does not sound the same as when I hear them on my in my studio or in my car, you know, because my car has a really good stereo. So I don't, like I said, I was just listening to it as we played it back, and I'm like, man, I hate the way that sounds, so they're not getting a chance to really hear, but they will soon, and I can't wait for them to hear the actual.
Oh, in theory, but it doesn't sound like that. If they go back and listen to the radio show, it's because we're listening to it through a phone. That's not how it sounds out there. So people that are listening out there, too, that are listening to it online, they're hearing the exact song. We just don't hear it.
Oh, okay. Well, good, because so it's only people that call in that hear it like that, and it's like.
Yeah, it's only the ones that call in, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It does not do it any justice at all. I want to congratulate everybody, and I also would like to also take the time to say that everybody did do a really wonderful job, and there is no limit that, you know, can keep you from whatever it is that you want to do, and I'm not just saying that to put a pep talk out there. I'm really saying it because I believe it myself. I'm a freelance artist. I make music. I write my own songs, and I don't believe anyone can stop me from my journey, so I feel that and see that in all of you as well, and I really can't wait to see what you do going forward. Renata Muse, I'm sorry you couldn't be here to witness it. Like it really would have been it would have been close, because I'm telling you, your vocals and your harmonies on that track, it
was
man,
great.
People didn't hear it. I'm telling you, and the Oversoul song too was really great. So yeah, it would have been close.
Can I say one thing before you end it? Before you end, Mackenzie,
yeah,
I just want to know, how are you feeling right now? Because nobody asked you that. I'm just wondering.
Oh, I did earlier. But
is
I don't
she
think it hurt.
Oh, she's there. She's
yeah.
there.
Oh, no, I'm just processing it. It was just wonderful, and I'm so glad I got to be a part of this. And I'm really glad being able to hear everyone's songs after so long. And thank you. And I'm not going to give up on this. I'm going to keep going. And
no, you need to, definitely. You definitely need to.
And not only that, remember what you said about being inexperienced and then look where you are and what happened.
Right.
Just remember that all the time. So Reciprocity 6, could you give us some comments on how you came up with the track and what was your motivation behind it?
In regards to the song, although it was a love song, I definitely wrote the song in regards to me and my childhood best friend's relationship. Like, it is supposed to be a love song, but just general, having that one true, genuine friend that you grow up with, you guys go through things together, and now you still friends with this person. She doing her thing, you doing your thing, he doing his thing, you know, however the friendship goes, whatever it is. You guys have both come a long way, and I'm just thankful and appreciative for this one friend that I do have. Like, that's my forever dog. You've been loyal all this time. I know you'll hold me down. Like, she's the person that I know I can always count on. If I don't have it for myself at the end of the day, I can always fall back on them regardless. It's always a thank you or any time or don't mention it, rather than always asking for it to return the favor. So it was like, maybe I was definitely writing for more, like many more, numerous of, than one, but with the creativity, I get what you guys were saying with the way it was judged. But I am definitely still grateful that I created what I did, and I'm thankful for the experience that I gained being in the competition.
Yeah, it, first off, hearing that as well, I would like to say you talk with so much passion all the time. Sometimes you make me want to sit here and cry. Like, because I'm thinking to myself, like, this isn't the first time where you almost kind of had somebody teary. Like, when you first introduced yourself and was talking about backgrounds and certain things that are happening, like I said, you talk with a lot of passion, and it's hard not to feel it, like, seriously. So, I mean, one thing I want to say for sure is that I hope, and I mean forever, don't ever not put that passion in your music, and don't ever forget that passion. Because that right there is something that a lot of people don't have, and they don't know how to feel. And that is very important. I don't care what you do, especially in music. And I always feel it when you have a track. Even like the other stuff I was listening to, I feel it because I know you put your all into it. So thank you for that.
Thank you for those words. I'm appreciative for that.
Okay. And I will begin with each and every one of you. sometime after the show, because we have to go through, you probably have to get sizes and different things from you guys, and also fill you in on anything else that we're going to be working on. So in your case, it's possibly the radio show stuff.
Okay.
With that being said, I think that's all I have to say. Oh, JR, thank you for coming. And I want that song. How long?
I'm sorry?
I said, how long?
Not long at all, to be honest with you. Actually, if everything goes well, I'm hoping to have it ready by Valentine's Day.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, it's not too far. Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay. And I'll get with you, too, based on, you know, what we were talking about before you decided to join the contest. Okay. So I'll get with you on that, too. Okay.
So
Yes. And I would love to, and I actually would love to have all of you guys on my radio show once I get it back up and running, which will actually be in February. So I actually would love to have all of you guys on Underground Sound. Also, Theory, Infinite L, you know, Mackenzie, I would love to have all you guys on my show. So, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Definitely look forward to that.
Okay.
Honestly, I think they would just probably be like, where have you guys been hiding? Because that's what I've been trying to figure out. And I've been, you know, and I've been looking for new artists to actually have on Underground Sounds, and it's just like, okay, this is some untapped talent here. I need to get you guys out of the world to hear.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have one thing I do want to ask from all the contestants. I want your honest opinion, because this is what family is about and this is what growth is about. Me personally, I like to grow by criticism, and I mean hard criticism. I take it and I love it, and it helps me grow. I don't know how you guys are, but that's how I am. So I want your honest opinion. You can tell me later or you can tell me now. How do you feel about the Smash the Beat contest and how it went, and how did I do as a producer and as a guide for you guys. And you can go one by one, and I want just the honest truth.
I mean, I have no complaints.
Because I'm looking to grow, and I'm looking to help. And that's what this is supposed to be about, is about helping and giving, and I don't want to lose sight of that. And the only way to do that is to always ask everyone how I'm doing, so that way I can always keep myself in check, because we are all human. So thank you, Mackenzie. And anybody else that, if you ever want to tell me anything, I'm available.
When it comes, well, I can say for myself, when it comes to the contest was pretty awesome. You know, and I honestly didn't even know about the contest until I actually was found out about Infinite Elle's show and saw she was looking, you know, mm-hmm. that I could submit my music to her, and she contacted me, you know, and told me about it. So I wasn't even aware that this was something that was going on. But, you know, I think the contest was something that was really awesome to actually, again, put undiscovered talent out there for people to hear. And I will have to say first, Infinite L, thank you for listening to my song, Love You Right, and considering me for this contest. I have to say that. Also, when I say this theory from an artist, from a songwriter and an artist perspective, like as a producer, you have an awesome, awesome gift and awesome talent. Also with your design aspect, because I still go back to whenever you reveal to us the cartoon of all of us, and I just, like, my mind was blown seeing myself as a cartoon. So, you know, that was just an awesome thing. But all in all, I think that this was a really, really fun experience. I hate that, again, that I wasn't able to be a part of it, like, through the full process due to what actually happened. But, you know, I still think that this was a really good process. I'm glad and so honored and blessed to have met Mackenzie, and I almost messed up her name, but reciprocity. I almost messed up your name, so you know who I mean. But and Renee, and you know, I truly feel honored and blessed to have met them and have bonded with them over this time frame. So, you know, I think this is something that is good. And again, I look forward to working with all of you in the future. So. I'm thankful for what you guys have done with bringing all of us together.
Sounds good. That's what it's about. Any love? Infinite L? Reciprocity 6? Y'all?
No, I don't have nothing else.
All right. Well, thank you for being a part of my contest. And I look forward to seeing you guys next year if you guys choose to do it. Like, it's going to be the same. A lot of new things. We're going to be coming up with new ideas as we go along. I mean, so it's never going to stop changing. And like I said, growth, that's all we're looking for. At least every one of us. So I hope.
I do have a question. I do have one more question for you though. So in regard to the songs that we have are recording or have recorded, in regard to wanting to actually put them out there for people to hear, is that something that we can do?
Okay. So just so everybody's clear about their songs. First and foremost, I'd like to work with y'all to get it tip-top to where it needs to be if needed, or if you feel you need to, it's up to you. And that way we can have everything commercial ready to the point where you don't sound, where you sound good, you know. And I want everyone to be able to benefit from this. As a producer, it's my job to tell somebody if they're not doing good or if they are doing good. So it's a harsh world sometimes, but at the end of the day, I know I'm not answering your question yet, but I'm saying all this because I want everybody to know, and I'm saying this to everybody out in the world, criticism, and you have to be willing to grow from it. So I really hope that every artist that's out there trying to be an artist can do that, because I'm looking forward to hearing so much beauty out there. With that being said, yes, every single track that you guys made is good for 1 year. So it's like a lease. So basically, the only person who actually is going to have a beat that's going to be completely theirs is the grand prize winner, which was Mackenzie. When I custom make her exclusive beat, that's her beat forever. I have nothing to do with it. Can't tell her what to do with it. Can't tell her anything. But as far as the pre-made beat that Renee is going to get, because she was the second runner-up, that's going to be a leased beat. And she's going to have full rights to it for the whole year, the one that she picks, plus the song that she did. That's going to be good pretty much forever. So I just want to make sure I'm clear. So that's the song that you do, that you did with the contest, that is good forever. You don't have to worry about licensing or anything like that. You made it. It's yours. It's still a leased beat, but that's what I'm offering to you, and that's within the contract. So it's good. So you don't have to worry about any problems. You can go out and market it. You can go out and perform. Just make it good so that way people can truly enjoy it. And we have a kind, I believe, in our country, everything is there. So, I mean, I'll make sure that you guys get a chance to see everything and make sure you, if, in case you don't understand how the leasing works or the exclusive works, if you want more information, I can help you out with it.
Okay. That definitely does answer my question, because, like, as I was mentioning before, like, with the track for On and On and On, like, I know, I feel in the pit of my stomach, I have a hit with this one, and I'm like, okay, I want to put out a music video for it as well. So that's why, you know, I wanted to ask that question.
No problem. And I appreciate it, because everybody gets a chance to understand what's going on and know. In case they don't, I think everybody does know, though, I believe. So, all right, well, that was a beautiful show, and I'm going to take the time to thank everybody again one last time, and all my judges, Infinite L, Terrius from Rhythm and Views, thank you for judging, and to all my contestants, JR, even though technically you weren't the last three, still, thank you for being our kind of co-hosting with me, and to Reciprocity 6, Renee, and Mackenzie, thank you all the talent that you brought to this contest. We're going to end it with that.
Yes. So just so they know, when we end the show tonight, we're going to actually end it again. We're going to play the winning song, the Grandpa song, by Mackenzie Mazing. And the name of it is Same Old Shit. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
What can I say? It was a day. And now I'm wondering just why I feel this way. It all goes slow, before you know, motivation slips away and nothing can be done. If you wanted to know me better, stick around and you'll believe that a brain can be a funhouse mirror. Stop and take a laugh, that's a good time fast, fast. As it crawls up my spine on the merry-go-round, hold tight to the mane, here we go, go again. Same old shit, brain is split. Same old shit, can't say that you feel it, it's just saying it, don't you say it, we don't have the same brain. Not on the same ride. Typical, so natural. Like you, I just can't jump off of the attraction. It could be this, it could be that. I'm just thinking about the possible reaction. Pretend I can fly as the Ferris wheel rolls, hoping that's enough to forget, forget it's rough. Same old shit, brain is split. Same old shit, can't say that you feel it, it's just ain't it, don't you say it, we don't have the same brain. Not on the same rhyme. I wanna scream out, but it's an inconvenience. Even though it's so loud, they can't hear me anyway. I need to get out, I think I'm getting seasick. If I could lay down, but there's no ground.